It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to focus on tourism on this weekend show. We're pleased to have in studio Lisa Mayo, who is the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Martin Hubberty, the recently hired executive director of the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau. So it's great to have both of you in studio, and good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Martin Hubberty, I'll start first with you, since you are relatively new on the job, I guess compared to Lisa anyway, with Visit Tuolumne County. So how long have you been the executive director, and tell us a little bit about your background as well.
It's going on 8 months now that I've been that I replaced Lisa Bolton, and my background has not been historically in tourism. My growing up, my mother owned a travel agency, so I grew up in the sort of the travel trade. But my career has been in film. I was a motion picture producer for years down in LA, and then the last 10 years I've been living abroad in London and working with the royal family, of all things. Background with Calaveras County is that my father's side of the family, both my father's side and my father's mother's side, came during the Gold Rush and stayed. And I grew up in Sacramento, but coming to Calaveras County every weekend to play on the ranch. And my grandmother had the cabin up at Lake Alpine, so spent summers up at Lake Alpine. So it feels like, although I've been lucky enough to live all over the world, Calaveras County is where I feel most comfortable.
Sounds like you're definitely bringing a very unique background into this position. How was it stepping into this new role?
Lisa left some big boots to fill. Lisa did an amazing job in the 7 years that she ran the Visitors Bureau, and she really brought it into the 21st century. A lot of the work that she did, I've adopted and tried to get up to speed with where she was with it. And then I've tried to put my own twist on things too, and really trying to make a visitor's experience to Calaveras County something special.
So being on the job for 8 months now, how would you describe the state of tourism right now in Calaveras County?
I think we see a lot of tourism and a lot of great people come up. I mean, we are trying to engage people that want to engage with us. So we want people that come, you know, to shop, to go to our museums, to enjoy the outdoors. I mean, still the number one reason why people come to Calaveras is the nature. I mean, they want to see the outdoors. My great-great-grandmother came in 1857. She came around the Horn in 55, and she traveled with an educator named James Denman out of San Francisco. He was the first superintendent of schools, and he was commissioned to go find this valley called Yosemite to see whether it could be dammed for the miners. And she traveled with him. She had a chaperone. And her descriptions in her diary, which is at the state capitol, of seeing the natural beauty of Calaveras, still, it transcends time. I mean, it's still as applicable now to people who haven't seen the Sierras for the first time.
So having seen a wide area of the world, you know, what was it that drew you to this position here in Calaveras County?
I've always wanted to live in Calaveras. Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be here, but there was just nothing that I felt that, I don't want to say held my interest, but that I felt that I could actually do, you know, that my skill set would actually be applicable to. I mean, I love film, but I mean, obviously film and Calaveras at the time just didn't mesh. And I know we'll talk about it later, but that's something that Lisa Mayo and I have really jumped into is getting film production back in these counties. Back in the 40s and 50s, it was huge here. Some big movies were made, some big motion picture stars came. And that's going to be a big push of mine to get some filming done back in Calaveras.
And what aspects of the film industry were you involved in?
Producing and directing. So whatever it took to get a movie made, that's what we did.
What types of films?
Big studio pictures. So, I mean, they were big at the time. Fried Green Tomatoes, Up Close and Personal. We did Red Corner with Richard Gere, all the Mighty Ducks movies. Yeah, quite an array. And then I started out on my own, and I had some success and then not some success. So, yeah, it's a very fickle business. You're only as good as your last picture.
I'll turn over to Lisa Mayo. You know, how long have you now been leading Visit Tuolumne County?
I have been leading Visit Tuolumne County for 6 years now.
And previously with Calaveras County, correct?
Previously with Calaveras County for 11 years.
You know, how would you describe right now the state of tourism in Tuolumne County?
Tourism in Tuolumne County right now is great. We had, we're coming off of a really great year where we didn't really have any major issues such as fires, that type of thing. So it's been a really good year. The numbers that we're seeing come in from the transient occupancy tax have been higher than they've ever been. And so that's always a good sign.
What would you say are the main things that draw people to Tuolumne County?
Well, Yosemite, of course, is the big one. And many people don't know that we have 58% of Yosemite in Tuolumne County. So we often are promoting the lesser known areas of the park, like Hetch Hetchy and the giant grove of sequoias, the Tuolumne Grove. And so that's a huge draw. But I think one of the great things about that is that on our gateway, so to speak, we have Gold Country, we have High Sierra, we have a lot more to offer. Yosemite is wonderful and we want everyone to go there. But while they're here, we want them to see Columbia and Jamestown and Twain Hard and Pinecrest and go to Dodge Ridge and hit the slopes and also Leland High Sierra Snow Play. So there's just a lot that we have to offer on our entrance to the park.
And then the tourism numbers in Tuolumne County over the past several years, have they been steady, increasing, decreasing?
They've been increasing steadily. I think the last time we had a dip was during the Rim Fire, so that was some time ago in 2013. We definitely saw that drop off. But since then, what we are seeing in travel spending is on the increase. I think our average is around 8% for the last probably 7-8 years.
Martin Hubbardy, have you had any observations of Calaveras County trends with tourism over recent years?
It continues to grow. And what surprises me more than anything is how many people come. Because we're located on Highway 49, we do see a lot of the traffic that comes from Tuolumne as well and from Yosemite. I'm really surprised at the number of international tourists that we see. When I came in, we did an audit of our social media and our website, and actually found, though, that a tremendous amount of the greatest percentage of people that look at our website come from Sacramento. So we do get a lot of local people that come, but we also get people from all over the world, and it's so exciting to host them. And a lot of people come because of Mark Twain still. I mean, you know, they want to see where the celebrated jumping frog story happened.
Lisa Mayo, how about Tuolumne County? What are you noticing for where people are coming from?
Well, we too see a lot of international travelers. And with Visit Tuolumne County, we have contracted with a company called Black Diamond in the UK and also with a company called DCI in Canada. So we're really pushing the Canadian and UK markets. And so we are definitely seeing, we're on our second year with the UK, so we're definitely seeing a rise there. And working with DCI, we're starting to see more of those Canadian folks coming into the area. But Yosemite is such a draw for all, you know, across the globe, literally. And so we see a lot of that domestically. Our number one market for California is actually LA, which always surprises me. And that's what we see coming through our visitor centers and looking at our website. The East Bay is also great for us. We've been running our television commercial in the East Bay and also Sacramento, Central Valley, and also in Orange County. So I think that has a lot to do with those folks coming in as well.
And how does the tourism industry track tourism? How do you know that the numbers are increasing?
We, as part of Visit California, they hire a company called Dean Runyon Associates, and they have for the last several years. I think they have data going back to 2000, if not before. And we use those numbers, and they look at each county. They look at unincorporated as well as incorporated areas and break down things such as the transient occupancy tax and travel spending and employment. So it's real interesting to see. I think one of the caveats with that, however, is that they do not look at the casinos. And as you know, in Tuolumne County, we have two casinos that employ many people. And obviously, there's a lot of travel spending that goes on there that is not counted into those numbers.
Need to take a break. We're talking about tourism in Tuolumne County on this weekend show. Joined in studio by the new executive director of the Calaveras County Visitors Bureau, Martin Hubbardy, as well as Lisa Mayo, the president and CEO of Visit Tuolumne County. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. And Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.